This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Developments now in the avian flu outbreak, which has led to the destruction of 40 million birds, mainly chickens. McDonald's says it has enough eggs, but the Whataburger chain out of Texas is scaling back breakfast hours. Marketplace's Annie Baxter has more.
Bird flu has cost farmers about 35 million egg-producing hens. Brian Moscajuri is an egg market reporter at the research firm Erner Berry.
Of that 35 million, about 90% or so were producing for the breaker egg market.
Those are eggs sold in liquid form. They're mixed into a lot of commercial baked goods.
The breakers, the egg processors, the egg product side has felt the brunt of the impact.
Moscajuri says prices for breaker eggs are up more than 200% since the end of April. That's causing headaches for food manufacturers, bakeries, and restaurants. Some are now buying carton eggs instead, pushing up prices for the rest of us.
And they're scrambling to get egg from, you know, the remaining suppliers.
Food and ag expert Brian Boer at the University of Minnesota says some food companies might start importing eggs. Or
we'll start to see the markets, you know, find some substitutes.
He says that could mean using soy-based products as an ingredient instead. I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.